Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour number two of the nation. Let's jump right into the text. Says, if we're being 100% fair, who gets the blame when things are going bad generally? If he gets the blame, got to give Jerry Jones the credit, going full gambler mode. Second goes to getting healthy with Revel and the O-line and DeMarvian Overshown. That is from Nick in the 979. Not familiar with that area code. Welcome into hour number two of the nation at 877-881-1053. How would you answer that question? Who gets the most credit for this Cowboys turnaround? We can go around the room, get your guys' thoughts. Get a lot of good texts in here. 469 just tuning in. So glad G-Bag is back. Hope you boys had a great Thanksgiving. That's from Richie in Ennis. Salute to you, sir.
Hello, Rich.
Always good to hear from you. 817 is it's our longest Tolo. Lucius, Tovash is in here, says Gavin's going to ruin the Cowboys again. You know how they are over there with that who gets credit question, LOL. Yeah, no intent to ruin the Cowboys here. I guess I inspired them by doubting them so heavily. But yeah, I'm confident in the Cowboys.
Play by me.
Yeah, you know, and I have been speaking things into existence really since training camp. So who knows? But I'm pretty confident that if this team can make the playoffs, and the mathematical chances are still around just 25%, I think they're super dangerous. But yeah, how would you guys answer that question? You know, Shoddy could be number one. Dak could be number one as he continues to have his best season from my perspective. I mean, against the Chiefs, he became the first quarterback this year to have over 100 yards passing in a single game while being pressured. Wow. He made a big step. But I'm agreeing with that first text that I read you here. I definitely think it's Jerry Jones. And I thought for sure the Jones boys were going to subject us to, well, we'll just try to draft our way out of this mess. But you went and got Pickens. You went and got Quinnen Williams. And hopefully there's a payoff with Logan Wilson coming as well.
I will go, because I'm with you on a lot of the names that you said. And Jerry certainly deserves credit for this. You make the trade for Quinnen Williams. That was huge. But it's Micah Parsons. If Micah Parsons does not end up having hurt feelings with Jerry Jones, you don't get Quinnen Williams. There is no trade. Micah gets a deal done. He's here. And I don't know what the team looks like. It's probably much of the same. Maybe the record's the same. Maybe they're a game better. Maybe they're a game worse. But the Quinnen Williams ad, to me, is everything. And that has made this team now a legit contender, where he is one of the rare players that not only is great against the run, but he's also going to get you pressure. And every level of this defense has been elevated. Yes, Overshown is a really good linebacker, and he's talented. But you're seeing Logan Wilson, Shamar James, even Kenneth Murray make plays that and is playing better with the addition of Quinnen Williams. Osa, different player now. Kenny Clark has played better. So it all goes back to the Micah and Jerry meeting that they had in March, and the handshake agreement, and Micah saying, oh, I didn't know we were negotiating, and whatever happened with him and his agent.
I like
if
it.
If that never happens.
Oh, David Melvaguda, yeah.
This doesn't happen.
Change one thing, change everything.
So I'm going back to Micah here. Thank you, Micah.
Man, it's,
I like that. I like that because Jerry's sort of falling ass backwards into a lot of this stuff. Right? Like this
was reactionary moves.
Yes. This wasn't
proactive.
Yes.
Thinking ahead.
Well, the George Pickens thing was a big deal.
That's true.
George, yes, move was absolutely. Great. And I wonder,
love for that.
Is that Jerry knocking on somebody's door saying, hey, we got to go trade for George Pickens? Or is that somebody knocking on Jerry's door?
Like, saying, yeah, we really got to get rid of this George Pickens guy.
Oh, I bet you Pittsburgh called Dallas because Dallas has done this before. They've given up, you know, third and fourth round picks for players before. You look at Trey Lance, look for Mingo. Like, if I'm a pro personnel director, I'm sitting there, call Dallas. Offer him to Dallas. See what Dallas will do. They're the type of program that will take this guy on. You know, they have a history for this.
Nobody else was willing to give up a three or a higher three,
no,
I guess.
Absolutely not.
So, I mean, I don't want to take credit away from the Cowboys, but, I mean, the George Pickens one's kind of a no-brainer after you didn't draft a good wide receiver. So, yeah, a lot of this stuff, you got to be right place, right time. But, you know, to me, it's the front office. You know, I mean, you could say health, but... Yeah. You know, that's not something that people do intentionally. They don't get hurt and then plan on getting healthy. They, you know, it just kind of happens as part of a football season. At 877-881-1053, the 469 says, hate it or love it, but it has to be your guy, Jay Jeezy, who he's saying it's Jerry Jones. When I think of Jay Jeezy, I think of Jason Garrett. I forget who it was that dropped that nickname on him, but I think he was teammates with a guy from the Giants. Way back in the day, was that Jesse Palmer or somebody? I forget who glossed Jason Garrett, Jay Jeezy, or informed us of that. Who would you give it to, Brian?
I would say it's Father Time. I say this in a way, Father Time, because I think that Jerry Jones realizes that he's running out of time. And I think that now he's taken the approach of, like, I've got to try and do something different here. I like what Zach said about the about Micah Parsons and, you know, the agent situation. But Jerry's kind of now realizing that he doesn't have many more of these campaigns left. And so for him to go out, and he – I think his aggressiveness was to make sure that if any way possible that he could turn things around, that he would. So I think that – I think looking in the mirror and seeing that Father Time was winning the game, I think that spurred him to do this thing.
Okay, I like it. Even though I feel like it's kind of stubborn, you guys not giving credit to the front office.
I know. It's difficult.
I just don't know.
Like, Micah, no, doing, Father Time.
But they're
gymnastics.
But they're doing their job. That's the front office's job, is to evaluate players and to evaluate the other teams and try and drum up deals and business and ideas.
And it's hard to give credit to the front office when the Micah thing happens a week before the season and it wasn't planned for, and then you went out and put out the worst defense in the history of your organization for half the season and might have ruined your chance at a playoff.
And it's just tough
to
know.
As much credit as I want to give you for Quinnen Williams, I can't forget about the entire disaster that week in, week out, we're watching Russell Wilson.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And put up 37 points. You have to claw at home in overtime 7 days before he's getting benched for the final time in his entire career.
It probably sank him. There's a 75% chance they missed the playoffs because of that negligence and that delayed in finding resolution to the Micah situation.
It's just when we talk about Jerry, and, you know, we'll have callers in the post game show, whatever it is, And then it's, well, how much of the day-to-day operations is Jerry actually running? Most of it's now Steven and Will. I just don't know. Like, Jerry, I do believe, signs off on everything. So they'll come to him, and he says, hey, I'm taking in all of the information I can. But how much of the legwork, to give the credit to Jerry, is it? Like, I just don't know how much of it is him, other than now he's brought, hey, this player, Quinnen Williams, we'd like him a lot. Whoever that was, whoever pushed for Quinnen Williams, maybe it was Jerry, yeah, or it was Steven, or Will, whoever that person was, that's who I'd be praising.
It's fair to say just the front office, I think, because
sure,
we don't know.
Yeah.
It's probably more Steve than Jerry Bear at this point.
The 817, the front office listens to the head coach on everything, so they've been listening to what Shoddy's been saying. They've adopted some of it. I mean, Shoddy has to get a lot of credit here.
Absolutely.
I mean, Dak's playing at the height of his powers, and this offense is a real legit offense. It's not a Kellen Moore offense that'll dominate the division when the division's absolutely disgusting and then go up against legit defenses and fumble fart around. They've gone toe-to-toe with some really, really good defenses this year, and the offense hasn't missed a beat. Now, part of that is because they go and get a George Pickens for sure, so it's weird to have to divide it all up, but I think Shoddy deserves plenty of the credit here.
Absolutely. You know, maybe the turning point defensively was him going into the meetings, or at least that was the start of the turning point, I believe, Washington week, and saying, hey, maybe we need to go a lot more man here against Jaden Daniels. It's those kind of things. I think the culture that he's built is easy to buy into. It creates enthusiasm. But maybe the most impressive thing about Shoddy was his coaching hires that he went out and did.
Yes.
You know, bringing
yes.
in Clayton Adams. I don't think a lot of stuff would be working with this offensive line if you didn't have a coach that was good at mitigating and playing to strengths as well as Clayton Adams has. So for me, number two, and maybe it should be number one, would be Shoddy at 877-881-1053. Maybe we can jump back into that here before too long. Mavs at Nuggets tonight, sitting at 6-15, having to go to a mile high. Coming off Saturday's win over the Clippers, Cooper Flagg had the team's first 8 points, ended up with 35, the most scored by a rookie this season, second youngest player in history to notch a 30-point game in the win over the Clippers. So the Cooper Flagg story arc improving significantly over the last couple of weeks. I think I expect him now to win Rookie of the Year. And I got a player comp for you.
Okay,
I've been struggling to project Cooper Flagg. I've confided in you guys both privately, or all of you privately at one time or another, like
late night phone calls.
I'm just not seeing how he's going to get enough easy buckets to be the transcendent star.
I think like he's going to be a good
work
player.
Really hard to score. Yeah, maybe a 4 to 8 time all-star. Like, this guy's going to have a great career, but I'm like, is this going to be a guy that can take over the league? It hit me as I was watching him struggle to score in the paint once again, driving down in there like a bull in a china shop, 2-foot jump stop, yeah, pump fake, step through, lay-in. This is Tim Duncan.
Ooh.
This is and by the way, Tim Duncan might be the biggest fail of my career, right? In 25 years of projecting players into the NBA, maybe 26 years now as I'm getting old, Tim Duncan is by far my biggest swing and miss. I was like, you kidding me? Look at this guy. But it's fundamental, it's position, it's technique, it is skill. And I think it's tough to try to win flourishing in the mid-range or scoring in the paint without being an incredible high flyer or creative finisher. Like, how are you going to get easy ones? I don't see him ever really make the defense look silly, right? And you're not getting any faster. So but I think he's like a smaller, more perimeter version-based big fundamental.
I like that, because you're right. I mean, in terms of the fundamentals and just making the right play, the rebounding, also being a good two-way player,
the defense. Yeah.
Probably, I don't know, maybe I'm giving Tim Duncan a disservice by saying this, but a more athletic version.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely,
yes.
A better athlete. But I do like that. I like where you're going with that. I also came to the realization, and this is not good, because Friday we've got our Cosm watch party.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. I've never
Mavs
been to Cosm.
Lakers. I'm fired up. Cosm is absolutely outstanding. I went and saw Cirque du Soleil there back in the fall with, like, September, I guess it was the summer still, with Wifey, but I haven't seen a game there. I'm excited for it. But I cannot watch the Mavs and the Lakers. I can't do it. I don't like watching Luka play against the Mavs. But I do think that in 2028, Luka's coming back home.
There you go. I like what you're
and
doing.
And we're going to get Luka and Cooper Flagg together on the same team.
Wow. That would be something.
What a day in sports history.
I think this is
going to
go full LeBron mode here. He's going to go back to Dallas, just like LeBron went to Cleveland, and he's going to end his career with the Mavs. He's not going to flippy-floppy and go back to L.A. or what? Name another team, New York.
You had this realization as sort of like a hopium as you were watching the game the other night.
No, I wasn't
you were
watching
just
it.
Sad.
I was like kind of monitoring what was going on. Like, I don't want to turn it on. I don't even want to watch him. Okay. I don't want to see him in the purple and the gold or whatever the hell their color scheme is. I don't want this. But just the Cowboy mention he made in the presser, just the twinkle in his eye when Dallas is brought up.
It's always going to be special.
So. He wants to be here.
Yeah.
I mean, they got to start losing. They're already winning way more than I anticipated. I don't believe in their roster. I don't believe they're a real contender. But as long as they're crushing in the regular season like this, I think it'd be really fun to stick around. Yeah. So, as always, I'm rooting for Laker losses.
Well, Cooper Flagg, by the way, I mean, when you look at his first 10 games compared to his last 10 games, now that he's got 20 under his belt, I mean, the improvement's pretty ridiculous. And I remember this from last year at Duke, where he comes out of the gates a little bit slow, and then by season's end, it's like, oh, wow, he can actually shoot the three ball, and he looks like the guy that he was hyped up to be. In his first 10 games, it was 14 points, 6.5 rebounds, 3 assists on 40% from the field. His last 10 games, it's just under 20 points per game, still 6.5 rebounds per game, 4 assists now, that's up 1 per game, and 51% from the field, up 11% in the efficiency.
Yeah.
So you go from 14 to basically 20, you get an extra assist a game, and you're up 11% from a field goal percentage standpoint.
And the game looks easy for him when that jumper is falling. You know, maybe Kawhi Leonard's a good comp on that as well. Bears now in the driver's seat for the number one seed in the NFC. It's unbelievable how bad this football. I mean, the AFC is a disaster. I think if you got two wins or less, you have been eliminated from playoff contention in the AFC. Everybody else is still alive. Panthers beat the Rams yesterday. That was a weird one. But Caleb Williams would be the first quarterback to rank last in the NFL in completion percentage and have his team earn the number one seed since seeding began in 1975. The last quarterback to rank even bottom five on the number one seed was Rex Grossman.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Who led the Bears to the Super Bowl in 2006. So maybe things are aligning there. They're definitely not aligning in Pittsburgh as Aaron Rodgers was asked what it's going to take to get more offense going after they scored just 7 points against the Bills. He says, when there's film session, everybody shows up. And when I check to a route, you do the right route. Said, we have our meetings every week. We have other opportunities outside the facility, and I look forward to seeing all the boys there. For his part, he completed 10 of 21 for 117 yards, third lowest total in any game where he threw at least 20 passes in his career. And air yards over the last four starts, Aaron Rodgers' air yards total.
Oof.
Have you seen this?
No.
No. I can't imagine what it is. I think he's throwing like 4 yards at a time.
Over the last four games, it's 1.3 air yards per attempt, 136 total air yards over his last 102 pass attempts. Watching them play is crazy. Nobody's open. I'm under pressure. Can I check down or do I have to scramble again and again and again? It's brutal. Okay, it is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. And coming up next, we're going to hit you with the C-Note here, Cowboys news of the evening and everything percolating across your Cowboys news cycle here on 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental, the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.